Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. As we do every week, I have a really exciting guest on with me today, and you are going to be so blessed and encouraged by her. Her name is Amy Smith. She is a homeschool mom, and she is the author of this book called The Restful Homeschool Resolution, and it's 21 Days to Transform Your Homeschool. And I was so honored. Amy asked me to write an endorsement for this book, and so I got a pre-copy of the book and got to go through it. And it's so fantastic. Oftentimes people send me their books having to do with homeschooling and parenting and organization and things like that. And so it's really fun. I love getting to see all the different things that people send to me. And this is one that really touched me. And I love this book. I love what she does. I love how she takes us on this journey, because the journey that she takes us on points us towards rest through the Word of God and through God's truth. And, she talks, of course, in here about Matthew 6:33, which is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And there's no better thing than finding rest, especially in a world that we are like what we're in right now, where we're just not feeling, well, many are feeling hopeless, but we're feeling unsure about just life and homeschooling and family and all the things that we have going on. And so I am excited for you get to hear from Amy and learn about her book. So Amy, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be with you today, Yvette.
Yes, yes. I'm thrilled to have you on with us. We got to meet a couple years ago, and mm-hmm. Now we've gotten to sit and chat a little bit before pushing record. And it's such a pleasure to get to know you and your family. So tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Yeah. So my husband, Aaron, and I have been married almost 20 years, and we have four children. They are 16, 14, 12, and 10. So nice, even 2-year stair steps until we have a birthday coming up in a few weeks. And we're actually in process of adopting a baby. And so we're looking, after 10 years of being past the baby stage, we're going back to being up in the middle of the night. But we're super excited to be moving from four children to five children. Just can't wait to see this next season that the Lord has for us.
Yeah, that is so exciting. We have many, many friends who have been through the adoption process and through the foster care system. And it's such an incredible ministry, not just for those children, but for your family. I mean, it's just amazing to see how God will transform an entire family because of adoption. And every life is so valuable and created by God on purpose and for a purpose. And so what a beautiful thing that you get to be part of that. So let's talk about your book, because I am really blessed by this book. It is a 21-day journey that you mm-hmm. take homeschool moms on and teach them how to find rest in the Lord. And we have traveled the country. We have met many homeschool parents all across the country. And I will say that literally pretty much everyone we ever come in contact with, especially the moms, they feel inadequate. They feel mm-hmm. overwhelmed. They feel like they can't do this homeschool thing, or that they're just not enough. And they're doing it because they're convicted about it, and they feel like this is what the Lord wants mm-hmm. from them, but they still always feel like they're somehow messing it up and messing up their kids. And so talk to me about the book and why you mm-hmm. wrote the book, kind of your homeschool journey and what led you to writing this book.
Well, really what you were just describing is it is why the book exists, period. It's because this is the journey that I've been through personally. So we've been homeschooling for 11 years. And I cannot tell you how many times along the way I tried to quit. You know, I'm in the middle of the day. My husband works a traditional Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 sort of job. And so I'm texting him in the middle of the day, like, I cannot do this anymore. Really, I know I said it yesterday, but this time I'm serious. I really can't do this. Just the weight that I took on myself of the anxiety and that, like you said, the insecurity of, I don't know if I really am enough. And, you know, then of course, dealing with the different difficulties that my children have, one with some learning challenges, and then the having 4 children close together, the constant sibling strife that we were dealing with, my heart was not in a restful place. And I really want the best for my children. And I know that's, you know, why so many moms wrestle with these feelings of unrest, is because we want the best for them. And like you said, you know, so many of us are doing this because we feel a strong sense of calling. But in the process, it's easy to allow ourselves to just to take on a burden that the Lord never intended for us to take. And so that, you know, I found that myself in that season time and time again. I'm actually going away from the question of, you know, where did the book come from? But that was really where, you know, where it started. And then there was a season of my life I had to step out of some things into what I felt as a forced season of rest. And I started to realize I was missing a lot of things that the Lord had for me. Mm. And in that season of having to step back from a lot of the outside of activities, I really started to seek Him and seek His heart and started to receive the rest that He offers us, that, you know, Jesus offers us in Scripture. And I began to discover that rest was real. And then as I stepped back into seasons of normal activity, He started showing me how He wants us to carry that rest into daily life. He gives us rest in the midst of whatever we're doing. And so, you know, this book is all about setting a new habit of seeking Jesus first. That's why it's 21 days, is we want to set a habit of seeking Him, not just first thing in the day and then going about the task, but seeking Him first every moment of the day, because we kind of need that heart reset of rest constantly throughout the day. So it's a journey of building habits to seek Him and receive His rest.
Yeah, I love that. You know, as homeschool moms, I'm one of those people who kind of fantasizes about what I want my life to look like. Mm-hmm. And I've always done that since I was a little girl. You know, I had this idea of what I wanted my marriage to look like and what it was going to look like to be a mom. And then, of course, once I started homeschooling, I had this image in my mind of what our homeschool day was going to look like. And it always looked perfect. And I always had the perfect schedule. And I always had the perfectly behaved kids. And we were always going to sit around and do our schoolwork and do our field trips and our outdoor play. And it was just going to be like this beautiful dance. And it was going to all just work beautifully together. And I think we've had a day like that, maybe never. Yeah. It just doesn't work that way. And reality hits, and there's illness, and, you know, there's parenting that needs to happen. And, you know, our children need heart training. And, you know, sometimes there right now we're in a crazy season of our nation where, you know, everyone's kind of on lockdown and like, whoa, what are we going to do? And we can't really go out and hang out with other people. And I mean, like, everything just kind of flips upside down. But in the midst of that, God has a plan for rest. Mm-hmm. So I would love for you to talk about practically how we can find rest. But before we do that, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back and talk more about that. The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is going on now. Join us for new live interactive sessions every week. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from your favorite homeschool leaders. Register today to hear from Kirk Cameron, Heidi St. John, Sam Sorbo, Rebecca Spooner, Miki Addison, Todd Wilson, and many more. Enjoy a free preview, over 9 hours of content at homegrowngeneration.com, or register for lifetime access to the entire conference for just $20. Go to homegrowngeneration.com today.
Hey guys, this is Brooklyn Hampton, daughter of the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Do you love this show? then stop listening. That's right. Pause the show right now and go leave a review on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Let others know how much you love it. Don't worry, I'll wait. Did you do it? Great. Now back to the show.
We are back with Amy, and we're talking about rest and how she has just found some practical ways to find rest and to be able to just let go of the angst and anxiety of not just homeschooling, but really homeschooling, taking care of a family, ministry, all of those things. So talk to us practically.
Now, I think there are two key ideas for us to keep in mind when we're pursuing rest in the midst of our daily work and in the midst of the spiritual battle and just in the midst of whatever is going on at the current season of life. And number one, I think we need to learn to recognize our cues of unrest. You know, those are things like the anxiety that many of us feel. And, you know, even the times that your heart rate speeds up, or maybe it's the headaches and this pressure of stress, or maybe we start to recognize that we're speaking in a way that's not so kind to our children. You know, not that any of us would ever yell, right?
I've heard of other moms doing that.
I've heard that somebody does that. You know, I didn't realize I could really yell at people until I had children. And then, my goodness, it's in there. It's definitely in me. But learning to recognize all of these problems that we see are actually cues that we need to be drawing closer to Jesus, because he wants to help us in each one of those things. So I think it's a matter first of learning to recognize when we're moving into a place of unrest, whether it's weariness, anxiety, depression, or despair, whatever that unrest looks like, learning to recognize it a little bit faster each season of life. And then secondly, it's building habits of pursuing Jesus throughout the day, not just, you know, trying to get up first thing in the morning and have an hour long devotion with our cup of coffee and a candle lit, but learning to pursue him moment by moment throughout the day. So you could suggest a few practical habits that have been helpful for me.
Yes. Yeah. I'd
love to hear some of those. One of them is setting prayer stops on my phone. And I actually got this idea from somebody online years ago, not sure, you know, exactly where it came from, but I'll use my phone and set alarms. For me, it's 9, 12, 3, and 6. And I've actually labeled that alarm on my phone prayer stop. And I gave it a, you know, a pretty little chime sound instead of an annoying buzzer.
Right.
When that chime goes off, it's my cue to stop and pray. Now, that's not my time to get alone and spend time deep in, you know, in extended prayer. But it's just a reminder to talk to the Lord about whatever's going on. So a lot of times that chime will go off when we're in the midst of a conflict. Well, it's that mental trigger to, oh, I need to talk to the Lord about this. He wants to help me. He wants to work in my child's heart. And so, you know, sometimes stop and pray by myself, sometimes stop and pray with my children. You know, if it goes off when I'm washing dishes at the sink, it's a great opportunity just to thank the Lord that I have, you know, I have food to give my family, right, that I have dirty dishes to wash. And so it's just, you know, a mental trigger to stop and talk to the Lord, you know, a plea for help or a prayer of praise and thanksgiving, just about whatever's going on at that moment.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, that one habit has really been transformative for me and my heart. And because of that, it's been transformative for my family.
Yeah.
In fact, recently, my daughter finally is old enough. We got her first phone. And I've noticed that she set her own prayer stop.
Wow.
And I never, you know, coached her to do that.
Yeah.
She's just been watching me do it for years. And, you know, and so I realized I've discipled my daughter just by living my life and by my personal pursuit of Jesus.
Yeah.
She's seen that model and she's doing the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. I was just, we recently did an interview with Miki Addison, and she and I were talking about that same thing. And she was talking about just living out who we want our children to become, you know, holding the same ourselves to the same standards that we hold our children to. And, and walking that walk in front of them. And I was saying to her that when Brooklyn was born, I had a very wise older mom say to me, become the wife and mom that you want her to become. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're doing by doing those prayer stops. I mean, what a blessing. Mm-hmm. And it just becomes natural to them. You know, since my girls were teeny tiny, since they were babies, whenever we would see an accident or hear sirens or something like that, we would just pray in the car mm-hmm. or at home or whatever. And that just became a natural thing for my kids. You know, they would, they didn't know any different, you know, they still, right. I mean, you know, we'll still come across an accident or something and they'll still say, you know, we need to pray and right. we'll just stop and pray in the car, whatever we're doing. And
yeah, I love that.
And it's the same thing. I mean, it just becomes part of who they are because that's mm-hmm. what your family does. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. Do you have some others?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's way too simple, but I think it's huge for many of us, especially for moms who are busy taking on everything for our children, including their education. It's just sit down. Mm. I know, especially in the seasons when my children were little, I can realize I've gone through in the entire day and I never sat down. So it sounds like it could be too simple, but I see that taking that moment just to sit mm-hmm. There's underlining spiritual acknowledgement of, you know, I don't have to control everything.
Yeah.
I can pause. I can give my body a minute just to be. It doesn't have to be super long. But since we don't do that, or, you know, many of us don't in certain seasons of life, it's a habit that we can build. And, you know, again, it's something that we can set, you know, a reminder or, you know, an alarm of some sort to help us remember to sit down.
Yeah.
We might could even set a goal to try to sit for 5 minutes, which can be an incredibly long time. But I do see the real benefit of that is acknowledging I don't have to control everything. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, I'm going to be busy serving. I'm going to be busy doing work to bless and to care for my family. Absolutely. But just take a moment to sit down. I think it's a way of saying, Lord, I trust you that you are working in my family. And it's okay for me to rest for a moment because God's on his throne and he's got my family in his hands.
Yeah. I love that. Do your kids sit with you when you sit down?
Or do you usually take it as a time? Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a very strong introvert, so I'm usually trying to sit by myself if at all possible. No, but that would be great to do with your kids as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Right. And of course, my children are a little bit older right now. So it looks different in this season when they were little, you know, sitting down, you have to be sure that your children are safe and that you right. still have an sure. eye on them. So these habits do look different at different seasons right. of parenting.
Now, when you say sit down, are you talking like, do you sit in silence, like just put your head back, close your eyes and sit quietly? Or do you sit down and read a book or do something like that?
I mean, different ways, depending on the day or depending on the season. There have been times that I do, you know, try to set intentionally every day, sit down and do nothing, mm-hmm. you know, just close my eyes for 2 minutes.
Right.
But, you know, sitting down and reading, or sometimes, especially in the season that I had little children, just trying to remind myself to sit down to eat.
Uh-huh. Right.
It didn't practically always work, you know, for finishing my entire lunch.
Sure.
Sitting down. But.
Well, you know, that's what many people think, not homeschool moms, stay at home moms do all day long is sit, you know, sit around, eat their bonbons and watch TV.
No,
I don't know a single mom who does that when she's home with her kiddos. That is an impossibility. So, so that's great. Yeah. How about more? Yeah. Do you have any others?
Yeah, sure. Another one is going to be keeping a gratitude list, just a list of thankfulness. And I know it's been a popular idea that's floated around in many different forms and different ways. But I think it's huge for our hearts to intentionally stop and remember the blessings that we do have.
Yeah.
But I'll take that even a step further and say, can you build this habit of thanking the Lord for something that is hard?
Mm.
So whatever the current crisis is that you're going through, what can you thank the Lord for in that? You know, one of the battles that my family has faced has been my personal journey with chronic illness. Mm. That is hard. And, you know, I'm convinced that the Lord grieves that we are struggling over it. But when I stop and look, there's so much good that he's doing behind the scenes for that. But it takes a very intentional decision to look for what he's doing. You know, finding the good in our struggles is not natural. And that's, you know, part of why our hearts are so unrestful is because the battles and the struggles and all the trials are so easy to see. They're so visible. But if we can set this intention to really search for, okay, what is God up to in this?
Yeah.
And, you know, in that specific struggle of, you know, our year after year after year of chronic illness, I can see ways that God's working in my children and developing their character that I never could have planned for. Mm. And, you know, it's one of those things, I can't say that I would want to go back and start the journey again because it's been incredibly difficult, but I am very thankful and my heart can rest and knowing that there's so many days I cannot physically do what I want, but I can rest seeing that God's fulfilling his purpose.
Yeah.
And he is working in them.
Yeah.
But again, that's something I have to set, make an intentional decision to stop and do, is to be thankful for his blessings in the midst of the difficulties.
Yes, I love that. And you talked earlier about when you're sitting in, or, well, probably not sitting doing dishes, standing doing dishes. I don't know anyone who sits and does dishes. When you're doing dishes, of just being, like you said, very intentional. And it's all about perspective, because when mm-hmm. we have the right perspective of thankfulness, it really does change everything. It changes mm-hmm. our attitude about everything that's happening, because we realize, like you said, you know, praise God that we have food to put on our plates. Praise mm-hmm. God that we have dishes to put the food on. I mean, there are so many things that we want to grumble and complain about, but if we'll change our attitude and perspective about it, then we realize that there really is a blessing in all of these things. And so I think that's fantastic. We are out of time for this podcast for part one. But we'll be back on Wednesday with part two. So Amy, where can people find out more about you and your ministry?
You can find me at amysmith.com. And I do have a slightly different spelling for Amy, which is nice since I'm a Smith. It's AIMEE Smith.com.
AmySmith.com. Great. And your ministry is called Rest in the Trench Ministry.
Yes.
So we will talk more about that on part two on Wednesday. And thank you so much for being with us. You guys, thank you for joining us today. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you back here on Wednesday.